host Keith the Madman, coming straight to you with movies, cigars, and a brew. Discussing movies while kicking back, whether they are good or they're bad. With the hottest movies and non-released, I am talking about details and what I see. So tune into the podcast while I vent with reviews, news, and nonsense, yeah.
And now, recorded live from the capital of the first state of these great United States, Keith.
So the movie I want to talk to you about tonight is Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. This is directed by Glenn Ficarra and John Requa. Stars Tina Fey, Margot Robbie, Martin Freeman, Billy Bob Thornton, and Alfred Molina. So it's loosely based on the 2011 book, The Taliban Shuffle, written by Kim Baker, which is like a real-life journalist story. Tina Fey plays Kim. So this is sort of a different role for her. I mean, you know, since she's gone away from Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock, I guess she's been in Baby Mama, Date Night, and Sisters. I don't know if all three of those contained Amy Poehler, but I know two for sure did. I'm not quite sure about Date Night. So, I mean, ultimately, unfortunately, this is not going to be the offering that's going to raise her in the greater world as a bona fide thespian. But I'm going to say I'm kind of happy that Amy Poehler's not in it. You know, that's what I can go for here. She plays a 40-year-old cable desk jockey that is given an opportunity to go to Afghanistan. To become a war correspondent, and this is in the early 2000s. The scene that this kind of happens in sort of sets the tone for the movie in the sense that there's a woman crying at the table as, you know, the editor-in-chief or the chief, you know, whoever's in charge here has all these people in a room and says, you know, I've gathered you so that we can see who of you potentially wants to go to Afghanistan to be a war correspondent, because we basically think that all of you don't have any family and don't have spouses, so for the most part, nobody's going to miss you. And Tina Fey does that, her thing, and has her little quirky response in this environment that was totally in the vein of, you know, her sitting around a table, you know, on 30 Rock to a large extent. It's just a snarky sort of comment. And it sort of set the tone for how she was going to interrelate for the entire flick. And we see her, you know, on an exercise bike and then later telling her boyfriend she's going to go to Afghanistan for 3 months to do this story, to be this, you know, on-scene reporter. And, so this is how the whole movie is started. This unit that takes place almost feels a little bit like MASH. They're all sitting around, you know, having fun with one another because she's sort of in a a foreign correspondent's, building where they're all together waiting to go out with the military guys. And one of the military guys is played by Billy Bob Thornton, the general, this Marine group. And, right off the bat when she lands in Kabul, she has this thing where she's putting her wrap around her head and she, you know, she pulls out money and it all blows in the wind and 50 people, get on the scene, almost in a riot trying to pick up the money that she dropped. And it was a bit lame. There's a few lame jokes. There's another lame joke, which is in the trailer, where a woman is the first Afghanistan driver and she backs instead of going forward, and there's some typical expected comedy from that. Those were the elements that were a little bit off-putting in, from a delivery standpoint. But, you know, really this movie is all about, I mean, I can see where she was trying, where this was supposed to be a vehicle that took her away from these other things that she'd done to be smarter and yet still convey the Tina Fey, you know, brand, and had that same brand of comedy, because it's about in the empowerment of women to some extent. You know, they try to put her against all these different characters that should otherwise, you know, be people that would be oppressive to a 40-something-year-old woman that's not married, without kids, and uncertain about what she wants to do with the rest of her life. I mean, she has a cheating boyfriend early in the story, and she has to deal with a sleazy male local official, which is played perhaps by a person, I think there was some objections to it. Alfred Molina plays a Arabian individual, and he obviously is not that person. This is the same guy that played Dr. Octopus, and it almost seemed, I mean, honestly, his role to some extent seemed like, oh, there's a guy, there's Dr. Octopus in a beard pretending like he's in a, you know, he's an Afghani, you know. So you have that individual, and she has a gruff Marine general she has to deal with, which I mentioned before, in the form of Billy Bob Thornton. And he kind of plays a role that he's played before, that being that sergeant yelling at people type of guy. And then there's the gruff Scottish guy, male figure who is rough around the edges, that she begins to have this romantic relationship with post her boyfriend. And, you know, he's like a type A journalist. And then there's the of course, we got to have the young female bombshell in the form of Margot Robbie. So you look at all these things, and she sort of tries to define herself in that element, and you look at that, and yet they don't define the entire movie. I mean, is it a comedy? Is it a dramedy? Is it a, you know, like a war-torn a woman's empowerment movie? You know, is it about her having heartbreak and redemption in the form of a romance tale? I mean, they try to give all these different elements, and yet at the end of the day, they deliver on none of them. It's not a movie that you can kind of go beyond looking at this as a vehicle for Tina Fey to be Tina Fey. And I'm not going to hate him for that, because I love Tina Fey. But actually, I love, I mean, you know, ever since, you know, Saturday Night Live and the stuff that she's done over the years, I think she's fantastic. However, if she's looking for this to be a breakout role, it's just not, and that's where it falls. It becomes a middling movie. You know, it ups the ante in the critical thinking element and tries to be a little bit smarter. This would have been a better vehicle for her to start in than it would to be after she's done three not so great movies that nobody really watched. You know, or not even so much that nobody really watched. It's just that the expectations were so low. I was in the theater, and I heard people around me at the end of it like, wow, that's much better than I thought it was. And to some extent, it really was, but it wasn't the lifting thing that she should be able to do. I think she could do so much more if she stepped outside of her shtick. This is too heavily laden in Tina Fey shtick. And we all know what to expect there, because she's had a great presence in our, you know, our world at this point. So I think for her to become a serious actor, she needs to take that step and do something that's a little bit greater than this, with a little bit better writing. And, you know, I think she's completely capable of doing it. So I'm only going to give this a C+. I wish I could give it more. But I can't. I'll talk to you again soon.
You have been listening to the Movies, Cigars, and a Brew podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, and Stitcher. Find reviews of other movies, cigars, and beers at MoviesCigarsAndABrew.com. Give a like on Facebook or follow Keith on Twitter at MovieCigarBeer. Your trailer is coming up next.
Are you okay, man?
I gotta pee.
We're still 5 mics. Media asset must be dumping out.
No, I'm just getting my pants on.
The network needs reporters on the ground in Afghanistan.
And you folks are all the unmarried, childless personnel in this bureau. Kim, are you gonna be joining in?
The travel or the crime?
How many people do you need?
She says, welcome to Afghanistan.
Listen to me now.
This is where the foreign reporters live. And if you want me...
Welcome to the funhouse.
Oh my God, it's so nice to have another woman in the house. In Afghanistan, you're a serious piece of ass. In New York, you're like 6'7". Here, you're 9. Borderline 10.
What are you here, like a 15? Hello.
Yeah.
Huh.
Miss Baker, this is an extreme environment.
Grenade, down, down!
I've seen people with actual experience make bad decisions here.
You should let me interview you.
But I do not know you. How can we get to know each other?
Yes, Keith, excellent.
It's bananas here. I don't think I can do this.
We are all here for a reason.
So what's your reason?
I just wanted out of my job.
I wanted out of my mildly depressive boyfriend.
What are we doing, Kim?
Just wanted to blow everything up.
That's the most American white lady story I've ever heard.
Look, either we go big or we go home.
I need a story. I need to get something on the air.
It's too dangerous.
Don't you think that would be great, that kind of exposure?
Pretty good for you, too.
Keep responding the cops!
Those assholes tried to shoot us!
Hoorah, Baker. Guess so.
And last night, what happened?
The usual, Kabul happens.
Today, Kabul's first licensed female driver, Gulbahar Yousefi, hits the road in the first.
That sucks. That sucks for women.